I am Dr. Thomas Slavin, Chief Medical Officer for Myriad Genetics. Welcome to Inside the Genome.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're joined by Chris Jacob. He is the founder and former CEO of Gateway Genomics based out of La Jolla, California, and now serves as the general manager of Gateway for Myriad in the recent acquisition. Welcome to the podcast, Chris.
Thank you for having me on the show today. It's an honor to be here with you, TJ.
Yeah, no, it's our pleasure. I thought it would just be really interesting to hear, about Gateway and Sneak Peek. I mean, so we'll cover a lot during this podcast. But, you know, if you could start out just a little bit about, you know, what's your background and how did you get into all this?
Sure. So I've been in the diagnostics industry for the past 12 years, helped build up multiple biotech companies. My background is bioengineering. I was a pharmaceutical scientist early in my career and then went to law school to become a patent attorney. I'm an active angel investor in the life science community here in California through New Fund Ventures in San Diego, California, and also a member of YPO, a global network of 35,000 CEOs.
Yeah, that's great. So you definitely had some experience. You were, as you brought up, entrepreneur in the past. And how did you come up with Sneak Peek?
Yeah, so Sneak Peek was born out of this concept, this idea that we wanted to help all families have access to genetic information about their future children. And then on my own journey, you know, this is very personal for me. About 8 years ago, my wife was pregnant with our first child. And like other expectant parents, we wanted to know if we were going to have a boy or a girl, but we didn't want to have to wait for the 20-week ultrasound. Mm-hmm. So again, my background's in bioengineering. I'd helped develop non-invasive prenatal tests for disease screening. And with the advances in DNA technology and at-home testing, I couldn't believe that a simple DNA test wasn't available for us to learn the sex of our baby. So I decided to develop an at-home early gender test. And we had a phlebotomist come to our home to draw my wife's blood each week during her pregnancy. I had a small team of scientists that were working with me nights and weekends to develop this test. And around week 8, we were able to detect male DNA in my wife's blood and determine that she was carrying a boy. You know, and TJ, it was in that moment that my life changed. Like, I imagined what it would be like to play with my son. I imagined what he would look like. And I became more connected to the pregnancy. And so from that experience, you know, I felt compelled to make this test available to other families, and Gateway Genomics was born. So, you know, our first product, this Sneak Peek Early Gender DNA test, lets expectant parents learn and experience that life-changing moment of learning the sex of their baby as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy with greater than 99% accuracy. And over the last 7 years, we've helped more than 800,000 families learn the sex of their baby sooner than ever before.
That's incredible. And what a journey. And what have you learned along the road?
So I don't know how much time we have, right? But, you know, on this journey over the last 7 years, I've learned the importance of having a mission-driven culture, you know, in the organization. I think that having a clear mission and purpose not only helps guide decision-making, it also creates a shared sense of purpose and passion among the teammates. At this company, we're a small team of 45 people, and we serve over 250,000 people last year. So you're talking about, on a per-person basis, 5,000 families that each person's working with per year. It's an amazing number. So everybody needs to be part of this mission-driven culture that we have. I've also come to realize that it's important and critical to build a brand and not just the category. So a strong brand identity can really help differentiate a company from its competitors and create a lasting impression in the minds of consumers. For us specifically, TJ, I recall when NIPS, NIPT really is where it started in terms of the acronym used for non-invasive prenatal testing. And so many of the providers were just calling it that, NIPT. And so among consumers and patients, you couldn't really differentiate between providers. There was no difference between the tests because they were just all known as NIPT. And so in a way, they became commoditized. What we did differently here was it's always been referred to as Sneak Peek. And so when you hear someone talk about the test, they say, I took the Sneak Peek test to learn fetal sex. So I think, you know, one important thing there. The other thing I've learned is the value of focusing on the solution and not just your product. So developing a great product, always important, but I think equally important is understanding the problem the product solves and communicating that value effectively to your customers. By focusing on the solution, company can better address customer needs and build long-lasting relationships. You know, that's what we found to be successful for us. And then finally, you know, I've gained an appreciation for the importance of continuous improvement. It's something we've talked about from day one at our company. Yeah. You know, in this fast-paced environment, it's critical to constantly evaluate and refine processes, your products, the services you provide to stay competitive and meet evolving customer needs. And so this continuous improvement has helped us ensure that our company remains relevant and continues to provide value to our customers over time.
Well stated. You brought up NIPT in that discussion, and you know, how do you think Sneak Peek fits into the patient's journey through pregnancy and, you know, the relationship to other types of genetic testing like NIPT?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, in independent surveys, I'll start with where Sneak Peek fits in. So in independent surveys, we found that 84% of expectant parents want to know the sex of their baby before birth, right? And this, if you just think about it, the first question anyone is asked after they announce their pregnancy is, what are you having, right?
Yeah.
And Sneak Peek early gender DNA test is a natural entry point product for testing during pregnancy. We've actually published studies on the benefits of learning fetal sex early in pregnancy. Those benefits include a sense of control and peace of mind early in pregnancy when there are a lot of unknowns, a lot of uncertainty. We've also found with our population that Sneak Peek test users are more likely to undergo prenatal genetic screening during their pregnancy than the general population of expectant parents. You know, what we owe that to, what we believe this is due to, is the introduction of genetic testing early in pregnancy that we provide with Sneak Peek. Mm-hmm. And that what that's doing is increasing these parents' interest in learning more about their future child. So with Sneak Peek, you can learn who this person is, right? And with NIPS, the next test you would take, they can learn about the genetic health of the child. So it's a perfect fit in our view in that journey.
Very complimentary. Yeah. And, you know, I think we, you know, I can say from at least the Myriad side where we were, you know, thinking about Gateway. Yes. I mean, that was a nice, obvious fit. I mean, how do you see the synergy between Gateway and Myriad?
Yeah, it's hard on the podcast. You can't see my eyes light up over here, right? But, you know, where we saw tremendous opportunity for synergy with Myriad Genetics. And we saw that really from our first discussion with the team. And we're excited to join forces with one of the leaders in women's health testing. So, you know, we view this acquisition as a commitment to offer a comprehensive suite of women's health testing solutions that can support families before, during, and after pregnancy. When we talk specifically around Myriad and its test solutions that it provides that we can now bring to the customers that we've been working with, you know, with Foresight carrier screening, families can start planning for a healthy pregnancy. With Sneak Peek fetal sex test, families can experience that joy of finding out if they're having a boy or girl. And then after that, with Prequel non-invasive prenatal screening, families can learn if their child is healthy and whether future diagnostic testing is needed. And then finally, with MyRisk, you know, women can manage their cancer risk and ensure that they're always going to be there for their child. So for us, the way we talk about it here in the office is that, you know, we believe that together our companies are going to be uniquely positioned to combine Sneak Peek with Myriad's resources to help us scale the business, but making Sneak Peek tests available to even more families around the world. And the goal, you know, I talked about this mission-driven culture. Our goal is to empower and support every woman through her pregnancy journey and provide advanced prenatal screening to help these families thrive from the start.
Yeah, no, well said, very articulate. You know, you've lived in this world of genetics for some time now and you know, have a lot of experience in it. You know, really, what gets you excited these days about molecular diagnostics?
So there's a lot here as well. I'll try to keep this short. You know, the field of molecular diagnostics is rapidly evolving. right? And in the future, I think it's expected to play an increasingly important role in empowering patients. I've always viewed it that way. I get excited around the opportunities that molecular diagnostics will provide for personalized medicine, for early detection and precision therapy. More recently, I've been focused on advances in technology and automation that are making molecular diagnostics more accessible and affordable, right? And what that does is allows for broader use in developed and developing countries and markets. So this has the potential to lead to improved patient outcomes and better health for more people worldwide. I'm also excited about the opportunity for more empowered patients, right? And I think that's where this is going is, you know, molecular diagnostics will give patients access to more information about their health and allow them to play a more active role in their own care, which is a win for everyone. And what we're seeing is that this empowers patients to make informed decisions about their health and improve overall patient experience.
Yeah, that's well said again. I mean, you know, one part of Sneak Peek, at least an option, is the SNAP device. I don't know if you want to elaborate there on why you think that's important into moving genetic testing to the home.
Yeah, another piece of this continuous improvement part, you know, that I spoke to earlier. You know, when we launched our Sneak Peek early gender test, the method of collection in the home that has existed now for decades is use of a lancet to stick your finger. Obviously, you can't have venipuncture in the home and in the self-collection method. So you would have to stick your finger with a lancet. That's painful. Our customers for years expressed that of any part of our service that we provided, that was the one thing they wanted us to improve. So with SNAP, SNAP is a revolutionary blood collection device that enables a pain-free collection from the upper arm using a very simple device. You place this device on your upper arm. There are 30 microneedles inside the device that are no thicker, about the thickness of an eyelash. And when you deploy these needles into the skin, you don't feel anything. Like 90% of our users experience no pain when using this device. You collect the blood sample that's needed for our test in about 1 to 3 minutes, and it allows for the tube to be shipped just ambient in the mail back to our laboratory for testing. So that, when we introduced that device into our test process, we saw our net promoter scores, which is that customer satisfaction score that a lot of consumer products use. We saw that increase 54%.
Wow.
It was dramatic. We've had our customers write back and say, I would do this in a heartbeat. You know, the one thing that scared me was thinking I'd have to collect my own blood. I've never done that before. And now we've just simplified that process. So, you know, to your point, this is where we see this patient empowerment coming in, these advances in technology. They are going to make it even easier for the molecular diagnostics to move into the home, even where you've got something like blood that needs to be obtained in order to produce a result.
Yeah, no, it's so exciting where all this is going. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for coming on. You have, you know, clearly, as you brought up, I mean, 800,000 women have undergone this test. So, you know, and it really started, you know, with you trying to determine if you were going to have a boy or girl in your pregnancy with your wife. So, you know, hats off, really incredible work to the whole team of yours at Gateway. Can't thank you enough for coming on today.
Well, TJ, I appreciate you having me on the podcast today. I thought we had a great discussion. And we are thrilled, you know, on behalf of everyone at Gateway, we're thrilled to be working with thought leaders like you and the rest of the team at Myriad. So thank you.
Thank you.